to the Football Friday Night Highlights for week number 7 from KNIA KRLS Radio. The number 1 Pella Little Dutch at the number 8 Newton Cardinals. Corey Hauser and Randy Sycamo with the call on 92.1 KRLS.
Two backs in the backfield. Noah hands it off to Henry. Up the middle, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. No flags on the field. Nathan Henry from 27 yards out. And Pella High is an extra point away from tying this game up with 7:18 to play. An 80-yard drive that takes just a minute, 42 seconds.
Yeah, that was quick, wasn't it?
Two backs in the backfield. Noah, one wide receiver, Seth Johnson near side. It's a handoff, and Nathan Henry just dances into the end zone. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. 13-7, and the Little Dutch have the lead with the extra point coming. Takes the handoff. Murphy has the handoff. Is he near the goal line? Is he in? Yes! Touchdown, Pella! Touchdown, Pella, with a minute 49 to play. Pella tacks on another 6.
3-yard run from Murphy.
20-7. With 109 seconds to go in the first period. Strips near side, too far side, empty backfield. Noah, it's on a draw, goes up the middle, past the 30. Breaks a tackle, 25. First down, cuts near side, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown,
wow.
Pella.
Touchdown,
wow. Pella. Noah Clayburgh escapes sure defeat.
Bennett, that's video game stuff right there.
My goodness. He hit the juke button at the right time, and Noah Clayburgh puts Pella up 27-7 with 10:51 to go in the half. What a run. Hands it off to Henry. Cuts it up. 20, 15. He'll go in untouched. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella, for the fifth time this game. I've been able to say that.
Wow, that looked easy, didn't it?
10:33 to go in the half. One play, Nathan Henry. His third touchdown run of the night. He has 73 yards on 5 carries, and Pella leads 34-7. Two backs in the backfield with Noah, who takes the snap, hands it off to Murphy. And he's off to the races. He's gone. 40, midfield, 40, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown,
81.
Pella. That is a 81-yard scamper from Quentin Murphy, who flips the ball to the referee. 86 yards on 3 carries now for Murphy and 2 touchdowns. And Pella High now has a 40-burger on the scoreboard. They lead 40-7 over Newton.
Final score, number 1, Pella, 69. Number 8, Newton, 14. The Knoxville Panthers host the Sheraton Chargers. With Tony Correa on play-by-play, AM 1320 and FM 95.3, KNIA.
Rockman's going to have a big hole up the middle. He's got it at the 10. He's going to drag tacklers. He's taking it. Thrown to the end zone for a touchdown. A 24-yard touchdown run by Luke Rockman. And Knoxville gets themselves on the board to start this game.
Outstanding run by Luke.
In a very big matchup with a lot of playoff implications right here. As the handoff goes inside to Tanner Duncan, and he's going to be in for the touchdown.
Nice run by Tanner. Nice spin move, and it was almost, after that first contact, he almost walked in.
Snyder, the deep back, it's going to be McClung with the keeper, a spin around, and we can't see, it doesn't look like he is in. He did get in for the touchdown. A 1-yard touchdown run for Jared McClung, and Knoxville has increased their lead once again, and Knoxville is running on all cylinders right now. Mitchell wide to the right side. Wing formation with Bailey in motion. Handoff up the middle. Snyder is going to get in for the touchdown. A nice little 1-yard touchdown run by DJ Snyder. And Knoxville is rolling here in this first half. They now have a 27-0 lead with the extra point pending.
And that's where DJ just showed his strength. Someone hit him at the 3-yard line, but they didn't wrap up.
Final score, Knoxville 35, Sheraton 7. The Pella Christian Eagles host the Columbus Wildcats with Andrew Schneider and Larry Hessing on KRLS2.
Kakmarinski, snap is high. He'll bobble it and catch it. He's going to throw this one downfield for Levi Jungling. It's complete inside the 20, inside the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Eagles. Levi Jungling. Imagine that, a touchdown from David Kakmarinski, and they've tied it up. It's 6-6. Twins on each side for Kakmarinski. Wickert's to his left. Jungling's in motion. They're looking for that jet sweep, and they'll reverse it this time to Braderhorst, who's got the edge. He's got the corner. He's inside the five. He'll make a man miss. Touchdown, Eagles. Dylan Braderhorst goes in untouched on the reverse play. And the Eagles now lead by one score, 13-6. Fourth and three, Kakmarinski rolls to his right, some edge on the pressure. It'll throw across his body to Miles Wickert. He's inside the 10-yard line, the five, touchdown. What a great play call there from David Kakmarinski. He rolled out to his right, threw across his body back, set up a screen pass to Miles Wickert. Eagles in for six.
That's some great action, and that's a play that the Eagles have in their arsenal. We've seen it before, but what a great call by Coach Kakmarinski and a great execution by David Kakmarinski and the rest of that Eagles offense.
Four wide receivers, 9 seconds to go. Man in motion is Miles Wickert. They try the jet sweep over the left side. He cuts up field. He's in for six. Touchdown, Eagles. Miles Wickert goes in untouched on the jet sweep. He cuts it up field, and the Eagles now lead by three scores going into half.
And right there, you see why the Eagle coaching staff has Miles Wickert running out of a slot back. Wow, he can run that jet sweep as well. He just put on the brakes, turned on a dime, and darted into the end zone.
Jungling in motion, that's who it's going to go to. He's gotten a third down conversion on this one. He's to the 10, will cut up field, 5, touchdown. Levi Jungling on that jet sweep once again. He'll get his second touchdown, this time on the ground. And boy, the Eagles are running away with this one. It is 41-6.
Final score, Pella Christian 49, Columbus Community 14. The PCM Mustangs at home versus the Clark Indians. Garrett Canock and Fred Lorenzen with the call on KNIA 2.
Gilman hands it off to Marshall. Marshall close to the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. Ronnie Marshall from 6 yards out, number 14 on the year for running Ronnie Marshall, and a quick opening touchdown for PCM as they lead 6-0.
Just a couple of quick hitters up the middle with Marshall, and got those last 11 yards pretty easily right there.
Slant inside to Reeve. Touchdown, PCM. 5-yard touchdown pass from Gilman to Ricky Reeve. Just beat the corner on the inside slant move, and PCM now leads 13-0.
That's really tough for that corner right there. Ricky's in far enough. He can go either inside or outside, and just goes the opposite way the defender is. Had a quick slant, easy pitch and throw right there.
Touchdown number 6 of the year, receiving 4, Ricky Reeve. Zero. Gilman in the shotgun. Looks to pass, looking deep down the field. He's got Griner, makes the catch, cuts it back inside. Griner to the 40, to the 30. He's got one man to beat. Luke Griner making a house call for the Mustangs. 67-yard touchdown pass from Logan Gilman to Luke Griner in a 34-0 lead for the Mustangs.
Luke showing off his athletic ability there, caught the ball, and the first guy missed. He's off the races. A really great block downfield by Ricky Reeve, just flattened the guy down there and made the last 10 or 15 yards easy for Luke to score.
Hand off again to Coleman. He crosses the 25 back inside of the 20. Cuts it back across the field. Jade Coleman to the 10, 5, touchdown. Jade Coleman, a 26-yard touchdown scamper and a 41-0 lead for the Mustangs.
A 26-yard run by number 26. A really nice run. Looked a little bit like Ronnie normally does there. Cut it across the grain, and once he got around the corner, nobody could catch it.
The final score, PCM 49, Clark 22. The Pleasantville Trojans host the Southeast Warren Warhawks on KNIA 3 with Chris Krug and Ed Bull on the call.
5:13 to go. Shotgun set this time. Fouch to the near sideline. Luna the far side. Might see one of our second pass attempts here tonight. Play action now. Adrian rolls out of the
ball. He's wide open.
Wide open is Fouch. Nobody around him. 10-5 touchdown Trojans. Yes, sir. 6 more points. And that had to be broken coverage. Either way, we'll take it. Pleasantville on top, 13-0. PAT can make it a 14-0 ball game. Long counting snap. Give it now. Pitch to Busick. Cuts up field. The 5. He is in. Yes, touchdown Trojans. 2:21 to go. And Pleasantville on the board once again. High formation set this time. Adrian under center, long counting snap. He'll fall forward. He gets a good push that time.
He's free. Luna.
He breaks free. 20, 15, 10. Still on his feet. 5, touchdown Trojans. He broke free.
reminiscent of the Martinsdale St. Mary's game, same play, and he went 31-yard rush, quarterback sneak, fourth and one. Pleasantville scores, go up 27-0 with 75 seconds and a half to go.
Takes a snap now. Going to give to Busick this time. Cuts four. Has a hole. Looking to go in the secondary. He does. Breaks free. Give him the corner. 10-5. Touchdown, Trojans.
Touchdown, Trojans.
Count it again. Brock Busick finds the end zone once again. His second touchdown of the night. 34-0. PAT can make it a 35-0 ball game.
Final score, Pleasantville 47, Southeast Warren 6. Thanks for joining us for the week number 7 football Friday night highlights from KNIA and KRLS.com.